Hey, friends. Welcome to But What If You Did? This is the podcast where we talk about the ebbs and flows of being human. We know the human experience can be messy, but it can also be awe-inspiring and filled with wonder. But what if I did is really the catalyst to finding that first next step forward when life feels messy. I'm Allison, a life coach and meditation and breathwork facilitator. I'm an Enneagram 6. I love craft coffee, ice cream, New England falls, and really all things pumpkin spice.
And I'm Chloe, a community builder with a passion for normalizing the human experience. I'm an Enneagram 2. I love sunshine, finding the best tea shop wherever I go, and introducing people to their new favorite restaurant. And we're on a mission to normalize the hard stuff, to peel back the layers of societal conditioning in order to help you feel empowered so that you can show up fully as your most vibrant and authentic self. You can expect everything from raw and vulnerable coffee chats working through our own lived experiences in real time to interviews with wellness advocates and thought leaders in the personal development space. Are you ready to hang? Then let's get to today's conversation.
Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another week on the podcast. I'm so grateful that you decided to come hang with me for a bit today. Today, I've decided to just hit record and see where we end up. It's a lovely, rainy kind of day. And I'm not always one to enjoy the rain. I especially am not one to enjoy necessarily going out in the rain. But lately, I've been trying to just really appreciate and let myself sit in the simple moments of life. And today, the rain is just pretty and it looks and makes me feel peaceful and relaxed. And, you know, I think something that's been really pivotal for me when it comes to like moving back across the country is having real seasons and getting to experience how nature and the world around me ebbs and flows with seasons. I think that is something that I had no idea how much my soul was just truly, truly missing. When I moved across the country to live in an area that pretty much experienced summer most of the year. And so it's just been such a precious gift to be back in this space where I can really, really, really just enjoy where I currently am and what's happening and slow down and enjoy the simple moments. So that's what it's like where I am today. I know it'll be of course, maybe not like this when you listen to this conversation, but just reflecting in real time that it just feels so nice to start to feel that connection back with the world and the universe around me. So I know over the last several weeks, like I've been dropping more and more of just like episodes refocusing in on my business. A few years ago when I started the podcast, I certainly don't think that I could have anticipated everything that this podcast has grown and evolved through. I know a lot of podcasters that when their podcast doesn't feel aligned for them anymore, doesn't feel connected, that they just either choose to end it and walk away from it and they start something new and fresh, you know, when they come back. I kind of set out with this mission with But What If You Did from a place of like, this was going to be the thing that could evolve with me. And in a lot of ways, What If You Did became my tried and true rally cry, that it was the thing that the mindset shift, I guess, it was the shift that I needed to get myself unstuck as I headed into really unknown territory. Something that I have always strived for is certainty. And it's something that the idea of surrendering just like really didn't make sense to me for the longest period of time. Like you would read the books and they say you just have to surrender to the flow of life and surrender and you'll see what happens. And like that concept just really didn't make sense to me. And I didn't realize how much I was trying to control the physical world around me when I don't really have control of the physical world around me. And I don't need control of that to live a beautiful, nourishing life that flows with the abundance and the joy and the happiness that I and the peace within myself. Like, so much of that is curated from the inside out, and I was looking for it all to be from the outside in, and it just kept me stuck and stagnant for so long. So I know over the coming weeks, like, you'll continue to learn more about where the big shift is coming from and why my business is coming back into focus and why I feel like I have so much more clarity around it. You know, unfortunately, that this is a public space and I do put these episodes out into the universe every single week. And so there are things that sometimes when they're happening in real time, I don't have the ability to share because I'm putting it out there into the public ethers and who knows who listens. You know, I'm grateful for any of you that tune in every week, but I never know where, from what period of my life, maybe we were good friends and maybe we're not anymore. Maybe we've never met before, but I have to take that into consideration when I have these conversations and when I talk about this and all of the things that are coming soon. But something that I heard this on a podcast the other morning, and it's something that's been weighing on my heart and mind lately. And I think I have to imagine that if it's continued to present itself to me, it's because maybe someone else listening to this today needs to hear this exact message and conversation. And so I'm going to just roll with this. And that is, as we evolve and change, we're going to have relationships that come and go. There are going to be things that come into our life and things that have to fall away from our life to make space for the other things that are coming into our lives. And I think for me, this has always felt a little bit hard, but also easy in some ways. I feel like there's kind of that ebb and flow of life that comes with this. But like a lot of times when I'm going through a big growth season, I will start to notice that relationships that I felt very attached to will start to fall away. And I don't think it's because there's something wrong with me. I think it's truly because I'm up-leveling. I'm moving to a new vibration. And maybe that person or that relationship is not meant to support me in this new season. It's not meant to carry forward with me. And, you know, I have watched certain relationships of mine ebb and flow and come with me in one season, disappear for another, and resurface in the season after that. And sometimes those reconnections are so strong and they're there for a reason. And I'm so grateful that this human was able to come back into my life at the time that I really, you know, needed their help or their support. Lately, I have noticed that I've had a lot of relationships from my previous season, talking back before 2020 from the pandemic, when I had some really close friends that were really, these were relationships that I thought, like, I relied so heavily on. And at the time, like, if you had asked me, I would have been like, yeah, these are going to be the bridesmaids in my wedding. And now some of these girls, like, I don't talk to them anymore. I literally haven't talked to them in years. And many of them have started to, weirdly enough, like, pop up in my text messages and my Instagram feed a lot more in the recent weeks. And I feel like in some ways I've had to grapple with this idea of, like, do I really want to invite this person back into my life? Do I owe that to myself? Do I owe that to them? And I don't know. It's a really interesting dynamic and it's something that I'm just like curious to explore for myself. I think when I've realized that a relationship isn't serving me anymore in a season of life, I have a pretty, I don't want to say easy because maybe that sounds harsh, but I don't know, like, I feel like I get like this gut feeling that like this relationship is no longer serving me and it's time to just release it and let it go. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't have to follow me forward. But I also feel like this is the same reason that I haven't had a lot of like, I don't have those like tried and true best friends that have been there since middle school that have stuck with me every stage of my journey. And maybe that's because the way that I grow and evolve doesn't suit that type of relationship. And I think so. In some ways, I feel like I hold on to friendships or relationships longer than they're meant to exist with me because I'm so fearful, or I have this like limiting belief that if I let these relationships go, who will I have? But I also feel like, especially in the last few months, the more I've released relationships that are no longer serving me, the more these very intentional, beautiful relationships have showed up in my life at the right time. So whether that's through a coach, through a client, through, you know, other women that are on a similar journey in spirituality, in breath work, in different communities that I have found through the online space, like these relationships and these women that I'm able to go so deep with so quickly have just showed up, and they've brought this like lightness and joy and just so much color to my world and my interactions with them. And it's just been such a testament to like letting, I don't know, to going back to like this idea of surrender, right? Like I've had to surrender into, I don't have to know whether this relationship is here for the long term. I don't have to know if this relationship is going to grow and evolve with me. I just have to be open to whatever comes along. And so I think, you know, if you are someone who is, maybe you're just starting to become spiritually curious, or maybe you are just stepping into a new season of life, or you're starting a new career, or you've started a new relationship, and maybe you're the person that is feeling like you are like you're reinventing who you are for the first time, or you're really starting to understand who you are on an energetic level, like you're going through some shift. I think it's important to talk about that, like not everyone and everything around you is going to grow and evolve with you. Maybe it's something physical, like your house or the things on your desk that no longer suit you and need to grow and evolve with you. Or maybe it's something like a relationship that's going to fall in or out of your circle during that time. But I think like it's important to know that that's okay, and that's part of this. And when you shed the things that are no longer aligned, you create space to invite in the things that are aligned. And sometimes that can feel really scary because we don't know what those things are. But this always kind of goes back to the "but what if you did" message, right? Like what if you did shed those things that are no longer serving you? What if those things started to fall away, and it was because the things that are meant to support you and the people that are meant to support you are out there, and they need space to come into the mix and to really fill a space. Like we need white space to invite change in. And I think that can feel really freaking scary. I think something that I've had to grapple with a lot is like, which of my limiting beliefs or which of the narratives that I've like ingrained in my brain are really still serving me, and which ones are not? And am I holding myself back by holding on to this belief that this thing has to exist in this certain capacity and reaching for the certainty? And I've just lately I've had a lot of like just like little nudges to read certain books and listen to certain podcast episodes and heard certain narratives pop up over and over again. But so much of it has just centered around this like theme of like when you're going through a big season of change, the world around you is going to ebb and flow. And sometimes that means things are going to fall away that at first feel scary and at first don't make sense. But also, they usually lead to this like beautiful feeling on the other side, or like someone amazing showing up right when you needed them, or the coach that you needed walking in when the other coach walked out the door. There are just so many things in life that we can't predict. And I think like, for me, one of the joys of stepping into who I really am, it has been releasing so much of the societally driven expectations that I had forced upon myself and others in my circle for so long, and really started to just free flow and step through life in a more intentional, but also just a more freeing way. So so many things are going to continue to evolve and unfold over the coming weeks. And it's so hard to not be able to share everything with you guys in real time, because I just think like it is, you guys, so many of you have been there for so long, and it feels like we're like besties chatting over coffee most of the time. And so I imagine sitting down and I want to be like, guys, this is everything that's coming and this is what it's going to look like. And this is why I'm so excited about it. And sometimes I can't share everything up front and that's really hard. But I think like there's somebody out there listening today that needs to know that it's okay for things that once felt aligned to no longer feel aligned and for those things to come and go as they need to in your life. Because usually the things that we don't understand are leading us to the biggest breakthroughs. I'm just so excited to bring you all into this new season. The podcast is evolving. My personal world is evolving. My relationship is evolving. But at the same time, I've had to make some like really hard decisions to put some other things on hold. And it will all unfold the way it's meant to in real time and in due time. And at this point, I'm doing my best to just trust in the process and in myself and in the beautiful relationships that I have built and that have supported me through all of it, knowing that in time, all will be revealed. And in the meantime, I hope that you will continue to come on this ride with me because I cannot wait to tell you more. Until next week, friends, I hope you all have a wonderful, relaxing week. Just think of the peaceful rain outside of the window and enjoy every little moment. And with that, I will talk to you all real soon.
Well, that's a wrap. We are so grateful you made the decision to come share a part of your day with us. If today's conversation resonated with you, we would love to read your review over on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're supporting the show from.
Or share it with a friend or tag us over on Instagram at @butwhatifyoudidpod so we can personally say thank you for helping us spread our message. Everything discussed in today's conversation is, of course, linked down below in the show notes.
Until next time, friends, I'm Allison.
And I'm Chloe, and you've been listening to But What If You Did?